Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man, Figgy Fig, holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. So what's something people do in this day and age that you'll never get on board with? 713-572-4610. And this is in honor of my guy, Reggie, who would not get on board with AI. Paul,
that's correct. Generative AI.
How you feel about AI? Just in AI, chat, GPT, and all that stuff. How do you feel about that?
I've seen Terminator, and I've seen The Matrix, so I should know better. However, I have found that since my stupid blue checkmark that I now have to pay for on X slash Twitter is $40 a month, I am now using...
$40?
It's insane. I don't know how it turned to that. This is the only way I can live stream my podcast. I have to pay this amount of money to do it. It's a write-off, yeah. I guess. But
what's the name of the podcast?
The Gallant Says Podcast, everybody. Subscribe, rate, review. But there's something about Grok that I have found very useful, specifically when it comes to finding specific clips, making bullet point lists of things that have happened. So I'm coming around on it. But to what you're saying, Reggie... I don't want to, and I feel guilty.
You should.
So I still abuse my Alexa as a result. And as I was talking with Reggie during the commercial break, I don't know. I think that technology has screwed me over somehow, and then I'll yell at the artificial intelligence concierge that gets you to actually talk to customer service like we used to be able to.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So it made me think about all the stuff that we just dug into that we ain't going to give a chance. In honor of Reggie. So I got a couple things that I'm kind of just old man about that I no matter what happened, I'm not giving this a shot.
Fig, before you get there, I'm doing the worst thing, breaking up your segment, but can I tell you something that I feel like you would like?
Yeah.
A friend of mine yesterday, I think, asked me a question that I was like, this is a basic question. Can't you Google it? And it was the perfect response was like, what? So I can go through that hellscape? You know you don't want me to. Just give me the answer. You know you got to know it. And I was like, damn it, he's right. He's right. That I don't want you to use Google and use the AI because I'll think about the water usage and I already know the answer. So I am now opening myself up to my friends just asking me simple questions that I know is going to drive me insane. I know it.
Yeah, we just got to get you used to just going to AI instead of Google, man. Mm-mm.
Just accept
not gonna happen.
That we're all going to get replaced by robots someday. And once you do, it makes it a lot easier to use until we die.
At least if you get on board, you can work with the robots.
Oh, nope.
You won't
snitch,
be replaced by the robots.
Stitch and Figgy.
I'm going to be, to bring this full circle to something we talked about earlier, I'm going to be Will Smith in the early parts of iRobot. I'm going to be very critical.
Skeptical.
Very skeptical, thank you, of the robots up until the very end.
Yeah. Yeah. So that kind of got me thinking of random stuff in life that I'm just not getting on board with. So yes, I think it was yesterday I was watching, might have been watching the game or something like that. And the Starbucks commercial came on and they showed the little kid. I guess they promoting this protein coffee and they showed the little kid drinking the protein coffee or the drink, whatever it was.
Protein coffee.
And I'm like, what is that kid doing drinking coffee? And I just grew up in an era where no kids are supposed to drink coffee at all. I don't know why, but my first thought was, I ain't giving no kid no coffee. Uh-uh. I think I'm sticking to my guns with that one, weird to say, because you see a lot of kids going to Starbucks now. Mm-hmm. And I never really drunk coffee until a grown man.
Do you remember what the stigma was? Is it like stunts growth? Was that the caffeine?
Yes, that was it.
The caffeine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It didn't work for me.
But we let them have sodas though, huh?
Yeah. Right. That's a funny one.
Yeah.
Such a good point.
Why are we like this?
Big sugar.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. There.
Big sugar.
I have no idea.
The new big tobacco.
Yeah. Another one for me is I still got to cut the car off whenever I'm pumping gas.
Strong agree.
I can't just sit there with the car running and decide to pump the gas.
Wait,
like
people
that.
Do that? They leave the car running?
The man for whom you are filling in does that.
What? That's psychotic.
That's right.
Doesn't the car almost blow up?
Exactly. Like, I've seen enough movies where it does.
Yes.
And then the tank would blow up too.
Yeah. That to me, that is still silly.
That's not even how it works, but I don't care. Like I'm still like I'm afraid of it. Why would we dare fate when we could just turn it off?
May as well light up a cigarette while you're out
right.
there.
Exactly.
Right, you're not saving your starter that much by one more turn off. No. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what you got to cut the car off, get out the car, you got to touch some metal so you won't blow everybody up and then pump the gas.
Oh, I forgot about the static electric. That's a good call. Let me write that down so I can
just
remember.
Tap the car a little bit, man. Just make sure everybody's safe.
I refuse to be in a Zoolander situation. You know
tragic
I mean?
Gasoline fight mishap.
Yeah. Another thing that I got, I can't get on board with is, you know how you have the cars with the backup cams and all that stuff, and now you got the rear view mirror, which is just a video, just a camera now.
That's become a video in some cars now.
Yeah, my wife just got a new car, and they got the option where you could use the mirror, the regular mirror, or video in the rear view mirror.
Mm.
I got to go with the old school mirror, man. I just don't like it. Every time I look up, and I'm like, it's just a video.
Seems
in the review. I'm like, nah, I can't do it, man. I'm old school when it comes to that. I still check my blind spots by looking over my head, over my shoulder.
Got to.
Yeah, I use my mirrors right. And I'm starting to come around to the backup camera that's in the middle of the console.
I'm glad about the backup camera.
I still got to turn around.
I turn around too. You have to.
Sometimes I don't trust the backup camera for some reason.
If
but
you're
now,
in a grocery store parking lot, for sure.
Yeah, but most of the time I'm just looking behind my shoulder, old school. Just throw the arm behind the other headrest and just look behind me like that.
I will say, like, because again, I'm with you guys on the backup camera for sure is where I embrace modernity. However, sometimes when we embrace modernity, we lose some of the cooler things. Because that move, when you're backing up, throwing that hand over the the rear view, or over the rather passenger side, that's cool as hell. You can't tell me no different.
Yeah, man. People that do that know how to drive.
It looks cool in movies, especially in getaways and things like that. But I'm thankful that I had it. Did you know that on the Florida driver's license test, which is where I got my license, you do not have to learn how to parallel park for that? Also, did you know that I definitely failed the time that I took the Florida driver's license test and they added up the score wrong and they gave me a license. So I'm a menace behind the wheel.
So would you say you drive again?
I grew up in St. Pete, Florida.
No, not where. What car do you drive?
I'm driving a Volkswagen Taos.
Okay, so look out for some Volkswagen Taos out there.
Watch
on
out.
The streets of Houston.
I'm Westheimer, like Fast and Furious,
that's
baby.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, text them in 713-572-4610. What's something that people do nowadays that you still just can't get on board with?
Oh, all right. So we got people saying it's against the law in Texas to refuel without turning the car off.
Save this for tomorrow.
Everybody that's saying that, I don't even need you to listen to the whole show tomorrow. Please do. I hope you enjoy
just
it.
Just text in around 10:01.
Just text in right about that time so that John Lopez sees it. I just need to, I don't know why it's quixotic at this point. The mission to civilize to get him to stop leaving the car.
He tried to do it. So we drove the Radio Road last year, and he tried to do it by stopping to get some gas and leaving the car on. I can't remember.
He left us in the car.
Yeah, yeah. I think Reggie, I think you might have cut the car off.
Of course I did. What, he just going to leave
I'm
us
like,
to
nah,
die?
Man.
That's a setup.
So someone should, I mean, we're Halloween's around the corner. Maybe as you guys do this segment, somebody comes in wearing a police uniform and knocks on the door.
Oh, yeah.
And I think he'll be able to tell when they come in and say they're arresting him for leaving his car on.
We should get a real cop to do that.
What's the statute of limitations?
Isn't that like a fine?
You could probably get camera evidence of it. All these gas stations have cameras there.
That's a good point.
Lopez, yeah. You got to be careful, bro.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
All right, as we continue on the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610, I want to know which one is this? Is this invention genius or is this a little bit embarrassing? So a Japanese company unveiled a human washer of the future is what they calling it.
Wait, you said human?
Yep, human washer. Let me get to this.
Oh, like a human. I thought like a, okay, never mind. Sorry, my bad.
So it's a giant pod that washes people automatically with no scrubbing needed. So users sit in the tub while it fills up and sprays them clean using microscopic bubbles to remove the dirt.
Out.
Microscopic is what did it?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was. I was out from the start.
Oh, okay.
This is the machine that
the bubbles are too small. Yeah.
When Skynet goes online, this is the machine that they're going to use to slowly cut off the oxygen into that little chamber and kill us all. It's the easiest thing to get us all with.
Yeah. So also, if you a little more interested in this, they also have like a projector in there so people can watch calming videos.
Oh, God.
While they're washing.
What are they trying to calm you for?
With the microscopic.
So that they can insert chips into your forehead. Yeah. Open your third eye, Figgy.
You'll be 5G in no time.
Yeah, so is this genius or embarrassing?
Oh, this embarrassing, man.
Yeah, gross.
Why are you so lazy? Yeah. Although, to be fair, I think one thing I got to remember, and whenever you have like some of these innovations, it is easy to see like the people who are able and going, this is lazy. There is probably like a disability aspect of this that I'm sure would be huge. Like the idea of sponge baths or whatever gets a lot different if you can just put somebody in the wash machine. Right?
But you got to have a lot of money to get this damn thing.
Right. Like I'm thinking hospitals maybe have special use cases for this or whatever. Maybe disability, there's insurance kind of type things. But just like for the layman, I bet not find out you got the people washer in there.
So
you gotta get you a washcloth and wash your ass.
So this thing been ordered for hotels and leisure facilities. So that they probably right. gonna be in hotels and all that stuff across the country.
Five-star hotels.
Yeah.
So when your bill at the Ritz-Carlton goes up even more, like that's what you're paying. That's the tack on there.
This is not at a Motel 6. Imagine one of these at a Motel 6.
Yeah. Yeah. So
you probably shouldn't get in that. It's got a quarter slot on the side.
It's got more than that.
It's like I didn't put enough quarters. I'm only half clean.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me get to this one. Is this embarrassing or is this genius? A new $600 toilet camera that watches you go poop and analyze the results. So I forgot the name of this company, but they just debuted a $600 toilet camera. And it pretty much analyzed the poop.
Don't people go to jail for having cameras in toilets?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's something with Buc-ee's.
Like, how would you even justify this?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this would be in your home, though. This would be in your home.
Right.
And this thing called Dakota.
You can't have let nobody else use your toilet then, because then immediately that's like spy software.
Yeah, exactly. You're liable.
So this thing fits on the side of most toilet bowls and uses some little sensors to scan your waste. And then it spits the stats out on your phone.
What? I'm sorry.
Is this genius?
So this is just to determine whether or not you're fat? Is that what it's all about?
Well, it kind of determines if you're... I mean, I guess you can see a lot through your poop.
Yeah, no, stool samples are a thing, right? There is a lot
I'm
of study.
So
I guess they analyze to see if it's blood in there and you know, if you drink it enough, if you're hydrated.
What is this? are you pitching this to us?
No.
You a dream?
Is it genius? Or is this embarrassing?
It's embarrassing.
It is very
bro.
Embarrassing. I would like to say, I am interested in what stats you got. You know what I mean? I'm very interested in what kind of stats come
not.
Through here.
Hey, I don't want
to
hear any
just
stats.
Go to the doctor, man, and let them handle all that. We ain't got to do this at the crib. And I damn sure don't want to see it.
Ugh.
Nah, yeah, I ain't trying.
Is this gonna be like is this gonna be like doorbell cameras where you got the app on your phone and you can go back to the video? You can get instant replay.
Hey man, let me...
Oh God. Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know what? You're right.
Wait a minute. I had something last week. Let me go back and see.
Let me open up my notes app and go ahead and type up the apology. Because hey, that one I'm sorry, I made a very insensitive joke.
It's not insensitive, it's just nasty,
hey,
bro.
Hey, my poop looked a little different from when I ate these chicken wings this week. Let me go back last week.
I don't have enough fiber in my diet.
From the 713, when the hell did this turn into the drive?
Yeah. This is definitely a topic for the drive. I'm sure one of them will buy that camera. I can see Clint getting this camera. I can see him getting this camera. And I will move on quickly.
Please.
It's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. When was the last time y'all stepped foot into a library and checked the book out?
Ooh, I've stepped foot into a library relatively recently. I did not actively check a book out.
When was the last time you checked the book out?
It's been years.
Yeah, I don't remember. There's one right near me that I could theoretically use. I will say the library, Houston Library Online's got some pretty
incredible
great resources to use.
Right.
I like to go back in time and see like old newspaper headlines talking about like Houston sports from, you know, like the Clutch City days.
Yeah, yeah. Like the resources of the library is huge. I made sure to get a library card as soon as I got into town. But I usually will use an app and try and get
it's better online. Yeah, you don't want to go in there. It's kind of
no, the libraries are nice. I just for some reason the books that I'm looking for are usually newer or a little bit more specialized. But I guess I need to, you know what? It's
just,
on me.
Just go look and see what they got.
I need to go look, and then I need to go in and like ask for, can y'all get this book? Because your library will do that for you. You know?
Yeah. So y'all probably don't know this, but the most libraries stop doing the late fees. Remember the late fees
yes.
back in the day for the books?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And apparently this person must have found out and decided to turn their book. Let's go to San Antonio with this little quick story.
To San Antonio, Texas now, where the public library says someone has returned a book, get this, nearly 82 years overdue. It was checked out in July of 1943. Fortunately, the library stopped charging late fees 4 years ago.
Why would you return it?
Like, who the hell was that? Who the hell was that? Anne Frank?
Wow.
Returning the book.
Well, there's a particular reason why that would not go over the returning of that book. But
like who was returned? Who was,
they don't even have record of that book.
They burned those books. I don't know why you would ever return it. Just keep it at this point. It's vintage.
It's yours.
It probably looks cool cuz like books from back in the day, they got like the hardbound covers and stuff. You like to have some of those in your bookshelf.
They actually had the little card on the back and all that stuff too, with dates and everything.
Yeah, take it off.
They took good care of this book.
Just take it off. Just you've stolen it. Just stay stealing.
It's
technically they didn't steal it because they returned it. They just borrowed it for a very.
There's so many kids over the 83 years that wanted that book.
Very long time.
What book?
They got another book. For sure, right? The library just got another copy.
I would think so, yeah.
I was like, the way that you're saying it, they were just like, well, we can never get that book again.
Unless it's a book that no one ever gets, and maybe it's...
I wonder how long they were billed for it. Or do you think it was a point the library just like, screw it?
Does the library add interest, or is it just generally day by day?
Good question.
Either way, it's a big old number, but...
I who would want to find out? Like, what if they were like, actually, you know you got this when that wasn't a thing, and we're not going to honor your return unless you pay us $8 billion.
You got to put your finger to the corner of your mouth when you say that. there you go. Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610 at the Figgy Fig if you have something mixtape worthy. Some things, by the way, that people said they're not getting with texting and driving. Good for you. Somebody said, thanks, but no thanks on podcasts. Which is hilarious. they were just like, I refuse to do podcasts.
We love you.
Again, the Gallant Says podcast.
Hey. Gallant Says podcast.
Hey, salute to you listening to AM radio.
Yeah, baby.
Because if you ain't doing no podcast, I'm sure you listening on the radio.
That's
radio.
Right. That's right. One of the many places that you can get us, YouTube, Twitch, Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, a lot of different places, your smart speaker. Just let it know that you want to listen to Sports Radio 610. All right. Coming up next, let's get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. Paul, I don't want to have you do homework for nothing. We were talking a little bit about what the ceiling is for D'Amico Ryans, and you kind of put up a list.
Yeah. Where did I put that list?
Okay, well, we'll see if you still have the list, because I do want to look through that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.